Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to thank you all for welcome to another episode of the Miracle Man Show for Monday, September 23rd. I'm so glad you could join us tonight. Sorry for the lateness. For one thing, we had a couple technical difficulties, of which I would much rather not discuss. And then also we had an event that they're having to I'd rather not. But anyhow, so glad you could be a part of the show tonight, and I know God has great things planned for you. And I am here at the best McDonald's in town. And by the way, who can ever go wrong with some McDonald's? Absolutely nobody. And I've always said, why doesn't McDonald's just offer a lifetime membership? In which case, I'd say, just hand it over. Just give me the membership that says free food for life, all the McFlurries I want, all the large fries I want, all the McNuggets, all the Filet-O-Fishes, all the Big Macs. What do you mean?
I don't think you would live past a month if you ate fast food every single day.
I'd actually rather do that, though, to be honest with you. Because
I don't think your cholesterol is bad.
But what I mean by that is, I mean, why couldn't our bodies be made for it, is what I mean. That's why I'm saying it. I'm not saying it so I can leave the planet. I'm saying it because why couldn't our bodies be made for it?
Some people probably can get away with it, but the majority of them cannot eat it.
In fact, this is crazy. I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to. Someone who was deeply in love with fast food, big time. They have decided that they even worked at a McDonald's. They decided they wanted totally out of it. They don't want to work there anymore. They want nothing to do with the fast food. To me, that almost feels like betrayal. And so, needless to say, they're still on my Facebook, but they had two different pages on there. Guess what's happened to them? By me, unfollowed, both of them.
30 days or
permanently unfollowed.
Wow.
Why did I do that? Because to me, that made me angry when I saw that. I'm like, why would you do that?
Well, maybe you'll feel different in a couple weeks.
No, I'm just saying, though, to be honest with you folks, I mean, yeah. It's funny. I tell it to you like it is.
Yes.
It, listeners, and I love all these food stories, and I would have it no other way, ever. I just do. I love it. And there was these, some of my, as I've told you, listeners, before, some of my favorite food. Some of my favorite memories ever that I've told you about, other than like maybe some of your point ones, some of the other ones, they revolve around food. And I'm not talking about broccoli, carrot, spinach, celery.
Yuck.
No, absolutely not. Like donuts,
ice cream.
Some of them, some of the nice macaroni and cheese that is actually nice and kind of salty along with being creamy.
Yep.
Tasty stuff like that. But I was just saying that because I was saying, you know, McDonald's, like, it would just be nice. I've always said, you know, that I wanted one of those. What would they call a metabolism that just kills everything that touches it?
What do I mean?
Like, it just kills any excess fat, kills the sugar from getting in your bloodstream, just everything. So that it always just stays normal forever.
You would be a rich man if you could figure that out.
Rich. And I'd be one of the first people to have it.
Me too.
I'd let some other people have it before I put it in, to be honest.
Better let me try it.
You'll get it before. I'll let you have it before I do. Because I want some other people to have it too. I wouldn't just invent it so that I can have it.
Right.
And I'd prove it by putting myself a long way down the list on purpose. and then I'd put it in and be like, here we go. They'd be like, you want another ice cream? Yeah.
Sure.
And there's these certain classrooms, for children. And they had the name MI in them. They haven't since been totally renamed or whatever, but I would change all the MIs to more ice cream.
Yeah.
There's one that, for example, is EMI equals eat more ice cream. TMI equals taste more ice cream. SMI equals for the ice cream, savor more ice cream. I like that one. And it would be an idea that is based on a place where like the junior size ice cream is the which is the one they give the kids. Is the same as, like, what a smaller or regular medium is for an adult. There's actually a place like this in Flint that I was just at.
What's it called?
Wednesday. It is called Banana Boat on Corona Road.
Is that where you got your pigs in a blanket?
No, that pigs in a blanket, listeners, was at a place called Royal Diner. And I got to tell you, man, they got some good food there. They really do. And like I was saying, you know, she was kind of a nice person. And this girl that I'm talking about a few minutes ago, me and her weren't always in contact that much, but it always seemed to me like she loved working at these fast food places and that. But then when she decided after her surgery, I'm done, I'm like, bye-bye. because to me it's like, because otherwise if it was my wife who did that, if I was married to a wife and she did that, I can't say I would leave her, but I'd really be asking her why on earth she did it. I'd be like, can't you at least have some of it? You know? Don't you want to at least eat a few of these fries? One of these nuggets? Like, I'm not going to get an extra order. I'm just going to give you bits of everything in mine. That's what I would tell her. You know? There's going to be a few that I would eat, but I'm not going to because you're going to eat them. You know? And then the Coke I'm gonna give you a little bit in a glass. You know, that'd be the idea. Cause then you can't say you had to totally get rid of it. Cause I'd be like, unless you had a certain surgery where makes it so you can't eat sugar. I know of someone who was like that. And to me, that would honestly be kind of hard.
It would be hard, sure. Read every label that you eat.
I know, right? And to me, it'd almost be like, is it even worth it? I'd be like, wait. I'd be like, by the way, where is the more ice cream shop at? You know, and there'd be different flavors that would have some of these names, and then we'd come up with some other ones. You know, with the MI equaling something that has to do with ice cream. You know, or MI could be Michigan, like Mackinac Island or something, maybe, you know.
Oh, yeah, I love
Mackinac. Because I tell you, that is some pretty good fudge.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. Peanut butter fudge.
Woo! You're speaking my language.
Yeah.
You are. You know, listeners, and we all believe in faith here. You're going to sit there and pray in the Holy Ghost while you eat your peanut butter fudge. Yeah, you can see, you know, just try it. While you're chewing in peanut butter fudge, I would. I just might do that next time. I mean, just to see.
It's the best.
It really is, and it's some good.
It's expensive, but it's the best.
Or what I don't get is why it has to be so expensive.
Like $14 for two little.
I think it should be really cheap for something that you can just literally have little bites of once in a while.
Can't eat a whole block, you get sick.
I said bites.
Yep, bites.
I didn't say blocks. Not eating the whole block at once. I'm not willing to go that far.
You'd be getting sick if you did.
Even though it may seem like it's not that big. It may seem like, oh, it's just the size of a candy bar.
King size. King size candy bar times 2.
I thought it was like the size of a fun size.
Yeah.
Because, which I like to call the dumb size sometimes, but I think it's nice just for I don't believe in Halloween, so to me I just like to call it Harvest Day / Candy Day. And I'll get some of those Butterfingers, you know, the Butterfingers, so delicious. Like on Halloween or something. No, on Candy Day or something, then it's fun size, but some other times it's what I like to call dumb size, because I think it's kind of dumb how small some of them are.
They've made them like, I usually give out full 5 candy bars.
Good job.
Yep. But I only have like 10 kids come to my house.
Because some of the kids need some sweets in their life, you know.
Yep.
I figure some of your people, I'd be like, maybe if you just ate a little sweets every once in a while, maybe you just have a sweeter attitude.
Hmm.
Did you ever think of that? I didn't say that's all you eat. I mean, even if it's once in a while, you eat like maybe a small bit of a king size candy bar. I didn't say eat the whole bar; I said eat little bits of it.
It's too tempting.
Maybe then you'd be sweet. You have a sweet attitude.
There you go.
But I only do sugar. Sugar free. Well, you got to taste the sweetness. Somehow, when you taste the sweetness,
sugar free tastes like dirt.
And I will admit, listeners, even a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I love Tootsie Rolls. They're good. They actually taste a lot sweeter than what the sugar is that's in them, I feel like. Do you ever notice that, like, they taste super sugary, even though they're really not?
Which ones?
The regular Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, Tootsie Rolls are good, except they're bad on the teeth. It's too sticky.
Even though the sugar in them isn't particularly bad.
Right.
It's just the way they stick to it. It's almost like, how is there not more in here?
Right. It's just way too small, too.
But, so, to the point where you got to eat, like, a million of them. Okay, more like four. To be, like, one regular candy bar.
Exactly.
I don't mean two. I mean, like, one. You just a regular one, like I or anyone else. Needless to say, I'm here and I'm at McDonald's on 1711 South Saginaw Road. We're across from Kmart. I'm near the front of McDonald's. What do you yay for? Good. Yeah, that's good that you said yay for that. But I mean, you won't be yay in Kmart in a few months. They're leaving.
I know.
If you were yay in Kmart,
I wasn't
yay. Okay.
You know
what? So am I, because, you know, it's been sad what's happened to Kmart. It really is.
I know.
And I could tell you stories. Am I saying they're bad? No, just things I've noticed. But I'm not gonna do that because I got too much other stuff to get to. between all the sports and my exhortation and that I want to get to and everything else. But needless to say, I'm across from Kmart, and you're welcome if you're listening. You're welcome to come in and say hi to me. Like I said, I'm kind of near the front. And if you hear beeps, don't worry. It's just happy, hungry customers being served their delicious food. And I know people like to love to give McDonald's a hard time and complain that it takes forever to get through the drive-thru and all that other stuff. But some of them, it could be their first job.
It was my first job.
And some people should really be, at least try to be nice to them. Don't get mad at the workers, at the McDonald's workers.
Don't ever be rude to people that serve you food. Never be rude.
And don't be rude to them. Don't pitch it back like a football. The bag where they messed up your order. You ordered I ordered a 10-piece McNugget, not the doggone Filet-O-Fish sandwich, okay? Because you know that's how some people are. They are, and
especially the
drive-thru. Oh yeah, because that's where they mess up the orders the most.
Yeah.
It's kind of why I loved the mall one so much when they had it, because I knew there was less apt to mess up your orders. But this McDonald's, other than the mall one, this one was always my other favorite here in town. Believe it or not, I remember one time in elementary school, one of my classes, kindergarten, we walked down here to this McDonald's.
You did?
Yes, in kindergarten, we did. One of them, but when I was in kindergarten, it was different. But now I look back on it, I'm like, because I was just looking back at, like, maybe not necessarily the school, but the neighborhood that the elementary school was in, I would say this one, because believe it or not, between school and other stuff, I've been in this neighborhood for 12 years, literally.
I just mean,
like, now six of them were only school years, but still, in my mind, it's almost a year, so.
You can still count it.
I still counted, that's why I said 12 years.
Yeah.
Even though it's probably more like nine regular years, but still, to me, like, what difference does it make? And summer in Michigan only lasts for 3 weeks.
barely.
Like the month of July, most of it at least. And then August was kind of the downhill slowly. But then it came back for a few days this month.
This month's been
up and down a bit, but
epic storm.
Needless to say, you can feel free to come in and say hi to me. Like I said, I'm kind of near the front. Now, here's what kind of one I want to get to tonight. First of all, though, before I get into any of that, I want to say, you know, Jesse DePlantis, who was there Thursday night at my church, he was so funny.
I don't remember ever seeing him when I went to church.
Well, he wasn't there. He's not from around here. He's all the way from Louisiana, but he's really famous. He's all the way from Louisiana.
So he was the speaker last night?
No, Thursday night. In Louisiana, I'm trying to think. Isn't it lasagna French? Or no, I think it's Italian. It could be French, because when I was little, I thought Louisiana sounded like lasagna.
What?
Yes, it kind of does. Think of it, Louisiana lasagna. I'm trying to think of another food that sounds like Louisiana. I can't.
Louisiana. I can't think of anything either.
I just mean when you hear it, that means like it's got to start with the same letter and like other stuff like that, and at least sound similar, you know? But, like, for me, it was kind of a learning tool. Like, that helped me learn, like, the names of the states. And, like, Louisiana, the lasagna state.
I can see. The
lasagna state, even though to me it should really be, you know, maybe the fried shrimp state. Well, how about the gumbo in that? My thing is I'm not into stuff that's super fancy.
Me neither.
Is gumbo kind of fancy or not really?
I have never had it.
Is the canned stuff meant to be more of like a comfort food type thing?
So.
Kind of salty tasting?
On the hotter side, you
know? In which case, something like the fried shrimp state. Because I try to think of stuff like that's really like comforting type food. By comforting, I mean either it's deep fried, or if it's not deep fried, it's like just comfort food, like the mashed potatoes,
like mac and cheese,
like the good barbecue baked chicken with a nice barbecue sauce on it. Not the kind of baked chicken if it's nice and salted or seasoned, but if it's just plain and dry grilled, who's gonna eat that? And that's what I was saying. Like, but then again, he's out of Louisiana. Now he's out of Louisiana, but he was telling us some stories, and there was something that he brought to mind that I heard him say in a previous sermon that I had heard of his several weeks ago, and he mentioned it near the end of his sermon. He said someone was saying something about, you know, he was saying something and someone was like, well, don't you know I'm sick? And then he says, God don't care. I don't care about your am sick. God's about your aunt. We're healed. Not about your am sick. Don't laugh. It's
okay.
The truth. Because God doesn't want us to make bad confessions. Jesus is the high priest of your confession. And the Bible says, by his stripes, we were healed. By his stripes, we were healed. So, when you say something about I'm sick, I don't feel well, what you got to think is this. God doesn't care. It's not about the am sick. It's about the we're healed. Because by his stripes we were healed. And I believe it. I heard him say it once. Actually, I heard it the day before he came to Living Water. But when I heard it again, that confirmed it. It confirmed it because I heard it a second time. You know? And a lot of times they can say it takes two times to confirm. You know, more often than not, it's often one time. But when you hear it, the second time, it's like even more confirmation. You know? Yeah, because sometimes, because if the first time you're kind of struggling with it, you kind of need that second time to confirm it.
Sure do.
Yeah, other stuff, it's like when you get it the first time or whatever, it's like you don't need this whole confirm thing. Because it's like, it is what it is. Like, to God, it's not about the, you know, I'm sick, it's about the war healed. And for those of you who are struggling, who have sickness in your body, don't call yourself sick. Call yourself healed.
Yep.
I'm not going to be calling myself blind. I call myself healed in the name of Jesus by the power of the Most High God. Not over everything else. So you listeners, you know, when you're going through life, just thank God. So the plan for tonight is, I don't bring the Bible with me tonight, but what I am going to do though is I'm going to exhort on faith. For a little bit, and then I'm gonna sing something, and that's gonna be I'm gonna sing "Oh Happy Day" because it's a good old song that, you know, I think a lot of you listeners know, and I was gonna sing "Ring in the Sheaves," but I don't know what the sheaves are. I forgot what the sheaves are. Okay, I'm not gonna sing "Ringing in the Sheaves." I was actually teasing about that one. I was not gonna sing "Ringing in the Sheaves." My mom told me that at the church that her dad pastored when she was young, my grandpa, by the way, the church my grandpa pastored when she was young, they wore that thing out. Said you had enough of that song by the time you were like 10 or whatever. Do you feel like your church totally wore that song out? Do you feel like they literally sang it every single service, multiple times a service sometimes?
Sometimes twice in the same day.
It'd be like how my pastor might say, "Shout once." Would your pastor be like, "Sing Ring in the Sheaves again"? Would it be like that?
Just like that.
Like if my pastor was a Catholic and he was pastoring at the time, do you bet that's what he would have said? Do you bet he possibly would have yelled it like, "Sing it again"? Do you bet he would have what? Instead of saying "Shout once," you think that's what he would have said instead?
Yep.
Because sometimes he's like, "Oh, and by the way, we're going to sing the long version." I don't know if there's a short version or a long version. Is there?
It always seems like the long version is right when you're getting out of church.
And by the way, after service, you'll be at home, you know, having your meal, or maybe you went to the restaurant and you beat the Methodist. Depending on what time your church got out, maybe you beat the Methodist, maybe you didn't. And you're wondering, "Oh, by the way, what are the sheaves?" As you look over at the table next to you while they're eating their stuff, and you'll be like, "Oh, I don't know. Maybe I thought they were saying sheep, not sheaves." Needless to say, we're not. I am not singing "Ringing in the Sheaves."
Okay.
I was only messing around, and hopefully, listeners, you can take a joke. but happy day, you know, it's a great song. I think you're gonna love it. And then I got a lot of sports to get to, including I got to have interviews with some players at a game I was at this past weekend. This past Friday, I will be back at that same venue this weekend as they have a home game. You'll have to listen for sports when I do that because I'm not going to spoil everything because maybe then you won't listen. Because if I spoil it, maybe you'll turn me off. Okay, just saying. I'm just saying. No, I know you won't. But I'm not talking about you. I'm saying them. You know, it's kind of like how when you go to the movie theater sometimes, if someone spoils the movie, they may be less apt to go see the movie.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
Now you get, and I'm guessing you did not go watch that movie because they spoiled it.
What?
And you were going. And you were actually going to go watch that movie.
No
but,
fun anyway.
What's no fun?
What's going to happen in the movie before you see it? Because it's a suspenseful movie.
Right. but then we'll do that, and then I got some thoughts on the Michigan game and what happened there. A little bit of Lion stuff. And a little bit of Tiger stuff, not much. I wish we could do more, but we'll have to improve. The Tigers will have to improve for that. So, but first we're going to pray before I get into anything else. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight for these great listeners. I thank you, Lord God, that they chose to be a part tonight and to learn of your word, God. As in my mind, this is the most important part. We have fun. You know, we talk about, you know, fun stuff, and we talk about, you know, food and sports and that, but it's your word, Jesus, that brings life. It's your word that breaks the yoke in people's lives, in my life, and in other people's lives. And I give you praise and honor and glory just for your word. For your power working through us. And I thank you that you use me tonight as I exhort. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that they will receive from you. Though I'm the speaker, may you speak to them. And Heavenly Father, I confess over the show tonight that in your name, Jesus, I thank you that sponsors and partners are coming into this program. I thank you that increases in listenership are coming into this program. I thank you that sponsors are coming in and want to help, that finances are coming. Most importantly, I thank you for souls coming into the kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' name, amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. All right. I want to talk to you for a few minutes. Didn't bring it with me, but I'm going to discuss with you about that woman, that Shunammite. So there was this lady in 2 Kings, that Shunammite, and she has a boy, and her boy, they get told, you know, there's a prophet nearby. The prophet needs a place to stay. They'll go, and they were going to make some food for themselves. You know, they were very poor. They were going to make some cake. Well, say it was like a pancake. they were going to make like a pancake type thing. And they were so starving, they were going to eat it and basically die. Oh, by the way, folks, forget about blueberries and syrup on it. Like I said, the Bible days, they didn't have syrup yet. Maybe they had some nice little berries to put on it, but it wasn't like what we got now. But like I said, they were you know they were hungry. There was famine in the land, and the prophet came. Over them, they made a pot of some stuff, but it was nothing. They had to make a whole new pot. But then, you know, they made that cake. And God provided for them. God provided for them, for that Shunammite, for her and the boy, and the prophet Elijah stayed with them for a time. What was he doing there? I imagine he was traveling, going about preaching. Ministering. Oh, and it was like they had airplanes and buses and trucks back then. Oh, no, serious. And I don't know if they know how to make a horse and chariot that can go, say, from here to Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, in one day, or in a day and a half. I don't think so. It would have taken a long time. And by the way, this is before Jesus even came, so they wouldn't have been in North Carolina yet. I was just saying as an example. And by the way, I think it was small distances than that, but they had their chariot, and he's going back. Like I said, and he needed a place to stay. And they provided for him. And you see, God used that prophet to bless them. Kind of like how God used them to bless him. Since they blessed the prophet, because they blessed the prophet, they were in turn blessed, and they lived on. Because they were ready to just drop dead right there. Due to lack of nourishment. But God sustained them. Yeah. They blessed the prophet. And they honored him. You know, folks, the question becomes, what are you believing God for? Nobody has to tell me or anything like that. It's just a question in your mind. What are you believing God for? Are you willing to sow a seed, to make a sacrifice? For that to happen. I'm not saying that just because you give your pastor or you sow $300 in the offering last week, that all of a sudden it's going to fix everything. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you know, to activate that, there's this Shunammite rule. And to activate it.
Why is it called a tithe?
What?
When you give your offering, why is it called a tithe?
The tithe is called a tithe. You know, it's 10% of your first fruits. Why is it called the name tithe? Why did he pick the name tithe and not another name? I don't know. But, by the way, listeners, that the Shunammite rule is very different from the tithe. The Bible, the biblical law requires you know, if you want the blessing of God upon our life, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. In Nehemiah. Malachi 3. God requires that of us. This whole Shunammite rule is far above and beyond. And she sewed. She stretched. They just had enough cake for her and her son, and they were going to eat it and die. But somehow, they managed to make it work. They gave him some of that food. And like I said a minute ago, it was not a blueberry pancake with any kind of, you know, delicious syrup on it. All the butter or any of that. What? Yes, I do. I don't think that was always a guarantee. Always? I feel like it was just a special time or something. Well, I tell you, back in those days, there was no all-you-can-eat anything. But needless to say, she stretched. I've heard of people, Pastor Barclay has told stories, pastors taken a few Shunammite offerings actually at conferences, and even in a couple of regular services before. And he's heard testimonies of people who gave him these offerings, and people had things come to pass that they were believing God for. So the question is, what are you willing to sow? What are you believing God for? Maybe it's for your healing. Maybe it's for your prodigal son or daughter to come home. Maybe it's for for your husband to get saved, for your wife. It can be for a lot of things that you believe in God for. Maybe it could be for a coworker at the place you work. Maybe it's for God to help you with something. Maybe something you believe in Him for. Maybe a new house. Maybe a new car. Maybe a new So the question is, what are you willing to sacrifice? And you got to activate. But as you do that, as you use this Shunammite rule, you must have faith in God. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11 that without faith, it is super possible to please God. It's so easy. We can just, we don't have to have faith at all to please Him. It's okay, right? Oh, isn't that what it says? Hey, what I'm, oh, you were supposed to say no.
Okay.
The truth of the matter is this. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. When I say it wrong like that, like, you know, without faith, it's super possible to please God. At that point, that's a test. I do that because that's the test, because I do that because I want to make sure my listeners aren't falling asleep on me. I know, but sometimes, Pastor, you got to make them laugh or something.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I did that. That's why you're supposed to say no, you know. That's what I was saying, without, like how I was using a minute ago and said, without faith, it's still super possible to please God, you know, where the truth of the matter is, no, it's not. It takes faith. It takes faith to please Him, you know, to do what He says. And you see, what is faith? And some of your listeners may have said, well, I've heard you say Miracle Man several times. As you've read in Hebrews 11:1, many times, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, with the evidence of things not seen. Like, I know it's that, but what else is it? Faith is trust. Trust in the Lord that God will do what He said. Sorry, just checking the time. Oh, sorry, folks, that was my alarm. And yes, sports fans, I'm going to get to sports in just a few minutes, but I'm going to get this off my chest. Just bear with me for a few minutes first. But what I was saying before my alarm so rudely interrupted me, I was going to say, faith is trust in the Lord, trust in Jesus, that He will say, I mean, He will do what He said in His word that He would do. You know, it's like a contract. If you have faith in Him, it's like you agree. You're trusting Him that He will do what He promised. And, you know, it's not right, you know, to be a Christian, and that, but at the same time, you don't trust God. And some of you folks, you have a lot more faith in your boss than you do God. Like when it comes to finances. Like, you don't go to the bank. Most of you don't go to the bank and say, I hope he's good for it. I hope he's good for it. Did you check? Did you go deposit the check on Friday? Yeah. Well, did it go through? I don't know. Or now with the direct deposit. Did you check to see if the direct deposit? Like, I thought for sure it did, but maybe it didn't. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't have much faith in my boss. Well, Christians do that all the time to God. They do that all the time to God, and the Bible says that without faith we can't please God. And you have to trust Him. If you believe in God to do anything for you, you must trust that He's going to do what He said in His Word, and you can't have this doubt. Like when I was little, if my mom did not trust God, just lived in doubt, you know, and you know, just, you know what? I'd be dead. Because those diseases that I had when I was little, you know, what I was going through, it was so ferocious. you know, that cancer, the other stuff, seizures, when I was like 22 years old. My mom had faith. Dr. Barclay had faith. Got broken off because people had faith and were praying. It was not in vain at all. That's what I'm saying. Whatever you do, giving a Shunammite offering, or even if it's not a Shunammite offering, but you choose to activate the Shunammite rule, do it in faith. And you don't just say, I want this, I want this, I want this. But, like, God wants to hear you say what you have need of. He does. And also, yeah, God wants to hear his children. Oh, you mean as adults, right? Well, let me think about that. The answer to that is no. We are all God's children. And it doesn't matter if you're the oldest person alive and you have Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You're still one of God's kids. Still. Jesse the Planets touched on that for just a quick second Thursday night. We're not God's adults. We are adults on the face of the earth, any of us over 18. But God does, I can't find a verse in the Bible that says God's adults. It's not in there. God considers us his children. And he wants to hear his children. Kind of like a parent wants to hear their sons and daughters. You know, we got, regardless of whether they're children or adults, like what they want. And God wants to hear you tell him what you want, what you're believing for from him. One more really quick thing, and then I'm gonna sing "Oh Happy Day," like a quick version of it. And we're gonna do some sports. And what that real quick thing was is like you were saying, like at Christmas time, wives, don't ask your husband. Husbands with your wives. Same thing. Don't ask your spouse what they need, because then you know what they're going to get? They're going to get a vacuum cleaner for Christmas. Or they're going to get a dustpan, or they're going to get whatever, stuff like that for Christmas.
Yay.
Yay!
I was being...
You know, it's still a funny way to play around still, but I was like, huh? But it's like... Or, you know, but it's like, because if you ask them what you need, of course, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get a vacuum cleaner.
Yep.
You're going to get a vacuum cleaner, and you're going to get a rake, and you're going to get a snow shovel, and you're going to get all that kind of stuff. But you can say bye-bye to your nice pajamas. Tell your slippers to help keep your feet warm. It's more up to be stuff like you're going to do chores, not stuff you need to help you get through the winter, or things that are comfortable that kind of like help fulfill your needs of like shelter or warmth or whatever. And I'm not saying nothing against those nice winter pajamas or those slippers. Those are nice. I love them. I love them when I get those for Christmas. Those nice, really warm blankets. You know, and when January gets here and it gets so awful cold outside, -60 degrees. by the way, I don't know if you saw the I don't know if you saw the Farmer's Almanac, but it's predicting a cold winter. But I am going to leave that alone. Yep, I'm going to leave it alone because right now we're trying to get a nice one. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you that we're going to put this word to practice in our lives. And I just thank you, Jesus. You are God. You're the one we serve and worship. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus washed, he washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray. And he told me that I'm his own. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus washed, he washed my sins away. Walking by my side, I'm satisfied. Oh, happy day. When he washed my sins away. And then there's another song I used to sing when I was at Spring Hill Camp back when I was a youngster. I always thought it was a cool song. I don't know if they used to do it. Maybe some of you folks, maybe they did it at church way back a long time ago. It's called King Jesus Is All. Do you remember that by chance, or did they not do it? King Jesus is all, my all in all. King Jesus is all, my all in all. I mean, I know that he'll answer me when I call. Walking by my side, I'm satisfied. King Jesus is all, my all in all. I sat on the rock was sound, ooh, everything came tumbling down. I forgot the lyrics of the song. I should find it, because sometime I'm going to come back to it, but with the chorus. And King Jesus is all, my all in all. I know he'll answer me when I call. Walking by my side, I'm satisfied. King Jesus is all, my all in all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to find out the rest of those lyrics, because I was just thinking about that a little while ago, and it was pretty fun. But then there's another one that we used to sing, that's talking about a blind man sat by the road and he cried. And he's talking about, like, show me the way, show me the truth, show me the life. I know we sang it at camp, but there's a lot of truth to it. And sometimes it's just different, you know. Sometimes you just got to try a different song, you know. You know, to just get it different. If it has the message, it can't always just be the same three or four songs all the time. Especially after what I said about ringing in the sheets, that I didn't know. Man, time is flying by so too quick. I wish there was just that. Where's that stopwatch for the Twilight Zone?
First day of fall today.
I know, but where's that stopwatch for that like the Twilight Zone. I wish I could just stop it here for like 20 minutes. I know, just saying, because you get going and it's like, and then time runs out, my alarm went off. All right, so real quick, Tigers got, before getting the other stuff, Tigers got a good win last night, yesterday, 6-3. Matthew Boyd got his 9th win of the year. Should have been higher, but after July 4th, for whatever reason, he got into a slump. But he got his 9th win last night. Thankfully, the Tigers will not finish with 119 losses or more. Thank you, Jesus. That record from 2003 will stand. Because I did not want him to break that record in for losses. That would have been really bad. Now, football. Midland got a nice win over Heritage Friday night, 31-13. I was there, and Money had a good game at quarterback. They did a good job at running the ball. After the end of the game, my caregiver, one of my caregivers has a cousin who's on the football team. And so she asked me, you want to go down the field with me? First I was like, no, I'll let the kids do it. I don't know if the players will still be out there after the players, students are done. But then I was like, you know what, I do want to go. So we go down there, and I get to interview real quick a couple of players. One of them is Brooke's cousin. His name is Hunter. And then Hunter Cop, and then the other one was one of the other football players who was a guard at Plymouth Pool. And I asked both of them, how does it feel, real quickly, how does it feel to be 4-0 after what happened at the start of last season when you were 2-2? They both said it feels awesome. They both said like it felt awesome. They wouldn't trade it for anything else. And then I asked the coach, how does it feel? And I asked him, what are your goals for this team? I knew two of them. I had forgotten what the third one was somehow. He informed me that their goals are to have a winning season, so 5-4 or better, to make the playoffs is number two, and at which point it's one game at a time. And then at goal three is to contend for the Saginaw Valley League championship. And if there's two divisions like there is right now, go for the North championship. And they're doing pretty good at that right now. Mount Pleasant's tied with them. It was really cool to go down there and talk to them about that. Just maybe as the season progresses, I might do it again, maybe at least once. Especially after the Dow game, I really might. And I might ask him, more than just, how does it feel? What do you think it is that really propelled you to this win tonight? And like some things like that. And to me, it just seemed so rewarding. And it was informal, but at the same time, it was so awesome to get to talk to that head coach who was my gym teacher. So I knew the guy because he told Brooke, he was like, Rivers knows. So it is, because I was one of his students for PE. But it was really nice to have that opportunity, all because someone had a cousin. Now, but it was really awesome that I got to talk to them and they were struggling with penalties, but then they really cleaned it up in the fourth quarter. And he said, the coach said, I quote, "We really cleaned up our act in that fourth quarter. We needed that fourth quarter." And and it was really, really nice. It seemed like he was glad that I asked him that. Because I know they're busy. They had to go into the locker room. But it was still fun to get to do a post-game interview like that. And I'm thinking, depending on how long the season goes, how deep into the playoffs we go, hopefully we'll be talking about a state championship. But even if not, I would love to do a live interview with Coach Mettner on the show and maybe ask him some stuff about how the season went. I'm not going to do it during the middle of the season because I'm not going to get in the way of the preparation for the game. But at the same time, it was just kind of humbling that I got to do that. And they, like I said, they won 31-13. They are now 4-0. Dow is 2-2. They got the win over Bay City Zhongguan, 36-15. Michigan college football. Michigan, what on earth happened to you? 35-14, crushed by Wisconsin. Disaster. It was just bad. It was really bad. At one point, they were down 35-0. Too little, too late. I'm going to have more thoughts on that tomorrow because I can just smell time flying by. It always does when you're having a good time. It always goes by too fast, especially when you got a lot of stuff to do and all that, and the weekends went by. And that, of course, it's going to fly by quicker, isn't it? It always goes by quicker when we got a ton of stuff you got to do. It just does. But Michigan State, though, they got the good win over Northwestern, 31-10. And Lewerke looked great. NFL. Lions, they have not lost a game yet. They beat the Eagles 26-23. Now, the Eagles almost scored a touchdown with about a minute left, but got called back due to a penalty.
Did you watch that game?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did last night, yesterday, and Lions were able to get the win. Saints got a good win, too. The Patriots got a win. They're undefeated. Browns surprised the Rams as they only beat them, as they only lost to the Rams 27-20. The Browns really played them rather tough. I think Mayfield and that, the player Mayfield, the quarterback, I think they really got the Browns going somewhere. Also, the Falcons lost to the Colts. Another one that surprised me. The Steelers lost to the Niners? The Niners are looking kind of good this year, which to me is kind of a surprise, to be honest with you. Now, you may say, Miracle Man, what's for Monday Night Football? You going to do that prediction? Yes. Bears versus Redskins. Redskins are doing just okay. Bears have one loss to the Packers. Khalil Mack is still doing good. I think their offense isn't necessarily the greatest. The Bears isn't, but their defense is key. I'm going to go with a low scoring on this. The Bears, 18. Redskin Potatoes, 16. Once again, that's Bears 18, Redskins 16. And as for what about all these other picks? Well, of those other picks, I said Midland and Dow would both win. They both did. For college, I said State would win. They did. For Michigan, I said Michigan would beat Wisconsin. I believed all that hype. There's a reason why I did a really loud instead of just a, you know? And I'm going to get to more of that tomorrow night as to what all that was about. I said that the Lions would lose to the Eagles. They actually beat them, so still wrong. But for me it kind of looks good, because even though I picked against a team that I follow and pick every week, the team I follow every week, which is the Lions, they still won. So in a way, it's kind of like kind of both, you know? And then the Bears for tonight is pending. I did not pick another game because last time was running out on me during the show. Because generally I do the pick six plus the Monday night as a bonus. So right now, as it stands, I'm 3 of 5 correct, 60%, which is not bad. I label it as not bad, because if there's only 5, you know, there's no 50%. Had Michigan won, I would have been at 80%. And then had the Lions lost and Michigan won, I would have been at 100%. Believe it or not. But it was a fun weekend. It's always great, you know, watching these games, including the games that I'm live at, like all of the Midland High varsity home games, unless the weather's bad or something, I'm always there. I don't say this to be biased, but I did attend that school. I've been going to those games there generally since 2005. My attendance to those has been very good. I rarely ever miss a home game, and when I do, it's a good reason, like I have church or something. There is no, I just don't feel like going. They're there, unless it was bad or something. They're there, I'm there. The football games, watching them, enjoying the band, the cheerleaders, and we're growing up young people, teaching them sportsmanship. And sometimes these kids, you know, they will learn things on the football field that their teachers will not teach them. There are things that their teachers in their biology class, their social studies class, their math class, their science class, and their psych class, and whatever else, they don't all take. But I mean, whatever other classes they take, there's stuff you'll learn in football that you won't learn in any of your classes that you can learn from. And like other sports too. about sportsmanship and other great things, and the way how teamwork is emphasized. It's not good to just be one big shot out there on the football field. Can't always be the ball hawk. Everybody's supposed to play the game together. You know, that's why sometimes you run the ball, sometimes you throw the ball. You know, you do what it takes to win your ball games as a team. And I think Midland does really good at that. As by the way, like I said a few minutes ago, we are 4-0. There's not too many 4-0 teams left in Division II. There's not. There's some in Division I, some in Division III. Like I said, there's only a few in Division II. But we are. I think that if we just stay healthy, I think I can be talking about possibly an undefeated season at the end of the regular season. I'm talking about some extra home games. Of course, one win at a time, but I'm guessing at least two home games in the playoffs. That's my hope. All right, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.